The sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Follow.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Wagons Roll West. In the early days of the Old West, when St. Joe was the jumping-off place for the big wagons rolling west, a man named Cheyenne Adams saw a chance to get rich. But his scheme involved much more than robbery. It called for mass murder, for Cheyenne Adams was a savage killer with the nerve ends buried deep within his hulking body. As our story opens, the Cisco Kid and Pancho are talking with a territorial marshal in a St. Joe cafe.
You say not a sign of this other wagon train has been found, Senor Marshal?
No, not even so much as the spoke of a wheel, Cisco. 15 wagons, and not a sign of any of them.
But that is incredible.
Where they go to, Senor Marshal?
Yeah, that's just the question, Pancho. And that's why I'm hoping you and Cisco will agree to pick up this wagon train just this side of Devil's Peak Range and go along with it from there.
Who was the capitan of the lost train, Senor Marshal?
A man named Pike, Ad Pike. He was the only one that got away. Said he was hit on the head while he was asleep and left for dead. When he come to, there was no sign of the train. The wind was blowing hard and the sand had covered up the wheel tracks. He most died, he said, but he finally fell in with some trappers and they took care of him.
Where did that all happen, Señor?
Pike says a couple of days' journey past the Devil's Peak Range.
Oh?
Look, there's Pike now, just coming in the cafe.
Uh-huh.
The one in the black shirt.
Mm-hmm. Who is the other one, Señor Marshal?
Well, he's an hombre named Cheyenne Adams. He's a trapper. Mountain man, I'm told.
Santo, he not only a mountain man, Señor. He a mountain himself, no?
You know, I don't trust Pike too much, Cisco, though he talks all right. So I better not have him see me talking to you. Will you take on the job?
Si, Señor Marshal.
Good, good. You'll find an old friend of yours riding scout with the train, Grizzly Martin.
Well, oh, Señor Grizzly.
Well, that makes it doubly certain we will take the job, Señor.
Fine. Come to my office later, and we'll settle the details. I'll see you then.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, Señor Marshal.
So 15 wagons disappeared, leaving no trace. That is going to be worth looking into, amigo.
Sí. Pancho not can keep his eyes off that big hombre. Pancho think he's a bad hombre.
Now he's looking over this way at us, Pancho.
I walk over this way, Cisco.
I don't like to be gawped at, hombre.
What do you mean, Cisco, gawped?
Get up out of that chair and I'll show you.
Hey, not gonna have Pancho.
Take your hands off him, you.
Easy, Cheyenne.
Who says so?
I say so.
Cheyenne.
Shut up, Pike.
You say so, huh? All right, I'll take my hands off him and put them on you.
The quickest way to dispose of you is to kick your feet out from under you.
Santo. Big hombre fall like a ton of bricks, Cisco.
You'll be quiet for a while, amigo. He struck his head on the floor. You better take care of your friend here, hombre.
Yeah, I will. Served him right. He hadn't ever acted up like that.
Come on, Pancho. Let us get out of here.
Yeah, out of here. Oh, that big hombre is strong like a bull, Cisco.
See, and I think he is more than half mad, Chico.
Half mad?
His eyes were glaring and deadly.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why Pike was with him. I wonder.
Not bad time, Pike. 3 weeks out, and there's the Devil's Peak Range.
Not bad at all, Grizzly.
Yeah, it's getting along the middle of the afternoon, though. Maybe I better ride ahead and look for a good camping place for the train where there's water.
I was just thinking of doing that myself.
Oh, well, you better stay with the wagons, hadn't you, Pike? It's my job scouting for this here outfit.
It's your job to do what you're told, Grizzly.
Well,
don't forget, I'm captain.
Sure.
You stay right here. I'll be back in an hour.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, fellow Pike. I swear I don't know.
I say, Grizzly does not know we are here. Suppose we surprise him, huh?
Si, we surprise him, huh?
Get that scowl off your face, quick.
Hey, quick.
Don't you talk to me like that. Well, I'll be a hunk of salt pork if it ain't Cisco Apache.
Say, say, you're grizzly.
Say, you're grizzly square up for a big punch, Cisco.
Well, do you blame me? Couple of hombres riding up from the rear like that? Well, put it there, boys. I'm mighty glad to see you. You joining up with us?
See, if your capitan has no objection.
Oh. We just ride around, Senor Grizzly. See this wagon train? We'd like to go with it.
Well, I don't think Pike will have no objection. Well, you can't tell about him, though. You know him, Cisco?
No, I do not, except for a brief encounter back in San Joseph.
Yeah, well, keep both eyes on him. Nearer we get to this range of mountains ahead, the more fidgety he's been getting.
Where is he now?
Well, he rode up ahead, just left. Said he was going to look for a good spot to camp tonight. What gets me is that he rode into them foothills to look for a place, and the regular trail west goes round this range of mountains, not up through them.
It may be that he did not ride up there to look for a camping spot.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Pancho and I will try to find out his reason. Come on, Pancho. Up, Diablo.
Go. Go, Lugo. Go now. Go now.
See?
What did that Senor Grizzly say?
What did he say?
See, when we ride up to him, he be a hunker, a hunker.
Oh, he said he would be a hunk of salt pork, Pancho.
Pancho like that, Cisco. Be a hunk of salt pork. How'd you like that logo? Pancho be a hunk of salt pork. No.
You might be watching for us, Cheyenne. Rode up here just to be sure.
From now on, I ain't missing no wagon trains, Pike. I've had lookouts closer for the past week.
Oh.
Any money with this here train?
A few $1,000, maybe. You won't forget my split, will you, Cheyenne?
Didn't forget the other one, did I?
Just wanted to make sure.
Well, if you keep steering these here trains up through here, I won't forget.
You burned all them other wagons, didn't you?
Yeah. Killed all the people and burned all their belongings. Kill them, Pike. I have to keep my boys happy.
Where'd you get this crew, Cheyenne?
Oh, I broke them out of prisons here and there. Say, who are them two riders coming up the trail?
Riders? I don't know.
Pike, you ain't crossing me, are you?
Crossing you? No, I tell you, I don't know who they are. Wait a minute. That looks like the Cisco Kid and the one that rides with him.
Oh, him. What's he doing with your train?
He ain't with the Cheyenne. Unless he wasn't when I rode away. Maybe the two of them's just lone wolfing it west.
Coming from that direction, he couldn't help seeing the train. Come right up here, too. When they get here, talk with them, Pike. You scum, get back behind them polers. Go on quick or I'll whip you. You one-eye. When I give you the signal, rope the Cisco Kid. He's a big hombre. I'll get out of sight now myself, Pike.
Be sure and make that roping good, Cheyenne. That Cisco Kid's lightning quick on the draw.
Here's Senor Pike, Pancho.
Now, slow down.
Where'd you two come from, Cisco?
We happened to overtake your wagon, Senor, on our way west. You mind if we join up with you?
Mind? No, of course not. I figure you're a good man to have along, Cisco.
Gracias. Senor Grizzly told us you came up ahead to look for a camping spot for the wagon, senor.
That's right.
Not camp up here, senor.
The train will camp wherever I say.
You are the capitan, Senor Pike, but if you would not mind a suggestion...
Look out, Cisco, behind you!
Don't call me a gun, you. I got you covered.
Yeah, I got you covered, Cisco.
So, this is the situation.
Well, Pancho be a hunk of salt pork. Cheyenne, hombre.
Yeah, and I'll take them guns.
All right, boys. Come out and have a look at her.
Worst bunch of cutthroats Pancho ever sees, Cisco.
Very well, Cheyenne. We rode into your trap. The next move is yours.
It sure is, Cisco. But I ain't going to kill you just yet. That'll after we take care of that wagon train.
Cheyenne, there are women and children with that wagon train. If you so much as harm
one
of them...
Don't you worry about that, Cisco. After we take care of that train, then I'm going to turn you over to these boys of mine. They'll enjoy killing you slow. All right, Pike. Go on back and get that train up through here.
Ah, there is no No use struggling against these ropes, Pancho. They're tied too tight.
Yes, yes, go. Pancho, not struggle no more. Just lay here in this old shack.
Do not give up, amigo. Somehow, we are going to free ourselves and get back to that wagon train.
Somebody come here, Cisco.
Don't you just like to know the train's headed up this way, Cisco?
How long do you expect to get away with these murders, your coyote?
Until a long time after you're dead, Cisco.
Now, Pancho tells you something, hombre. Not easy to kill Cisco, and not easy to kill Pancho neither. No.
You got about one more hour to live. They say you're a good one to get away, Cisco, but you ain't getting away this time. I got a guard posted right outside the door of this shack, and he's wearing a nice sharp knife.
I'll see you later. Cisco, Pancho not know why they got to be hombres like this Cheyenne hombre.
No, it's hard to understand, Chico.
Very hard.
But hombres like him have a warped brain that makes them want to kill.
Uh-huh.
Somehow we must get free, Pancho.
How, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho, but...
But what, Cisco?
Cheyenne said the hombre guarding us has a good sharp knife, Pancho.
Yeah, but Pancho not want to fool with that knife, Cisco.
I said nothing about fooling with a knife.
No?
Let me see now. If I can just double up my legs and then kick them out like that and catch him on the jaw with one of these boots, we might be able to get that knife.
What if you not catch him on the jaw?
There's a chance we must take.
You not catch him on the jaw, he still got that knife. That's the wrong way, Cisco.
Pancho, we cannot let those madmen get at that wagon train.
Think of something else. Something.
Now, if I can get that hombre in here and knock him down in your direction, roll on him, Pancho, and hold him down with your weight.
Pancho, try, Cisco.
Bueno. You, Señor Carr, come in here, will you? Senor Card, Pancho and I are thirsty. Will you get us some water?
Water?
Si. If you'll bend down over me, you will find some money in my shirt pocket. Money that those other buzzards overlook.
Money. Money.
He bend down, Cisco.
Si. Just the way I want him.
Santo Pancho not need to roll over on him, Cisco. He's knocked out like anything, no?
If I can just roll to where he is lying... Get my fingers on that knife.
Once more, Cisco.
See? Now we will see. My fingers near the knife handle, Pancho.
Hitch up this way, Cisco.
See?
Once more.
Bueno. I have it now. Now, you roll over this way, Pancho.
Not easy for fat old Pancho to roll, but Pancho try. Pancho bumped his nose.
Never mind the nose. Once more.
Pancho bumped the back of Pancho's head.
There. I think I can cut that rope on your wrist, Chico.
This is a sharp knife. Pancho's hands free, Cisco. And Pancho cut Pancho's foot free. Now, Pancho cut Cisco free.
Hurry, Pancho. This hombre's coming too.
Please, Cisco.
Gracias. I'll take the knife and cut this other rope. Well, it's good to be free.
What's the hombre get up, Cisco?
He will not stay up long after this.
Back to sleep, hombre. Back to sleep.
Come on, Pancho. No one inside. All of them must have gone with Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if our horses are nearby...
Yarrow!
Pancho, hold Pancho's mouth same as Cisco, but no whistle come out.
We will have to take another trail back to the wagons, Pancho.
Yeah.
Those devils will be lying in wait on the trail we came up. This other trail may do.
Okay, well, come on.
Go, logo, go now!
But Cisco and Pancho may not be in time to prevent the massacre of the wagon train. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Wagons Roll West. After a wagon train going west disappeared without leaving a trace, the United States Territorial Marshal asked Cisco and Pancho if they would join the next train. Cisco agreed and joined the train in the vicinity of the Devil's Peak Range, only to be taken prisoner by the vicious Cheyenne Adams. But when Cheyenne and his men rode away to ambush the wagons, Cisco and Pancho overcame their guard and got away. Now,
we not ride fast, Cisco.
We cannot ride fast on this trail, Pancho. It's too crooked. This is no
no time for Diablo or local to get a broken leg.
No time, Cisco, but Pancho hope we get to the wagons in time.
I think this trail is bringing us out on the flats, amigo.
Uh-huh.
There, Diablo. So, Diablo.
Hold.
From here we have enough of the view so that we can see. Madre mia.
What, Cisco? What?
Look, to the southeast, Pancho. That wagon train is nearly into the foothills.
Not got a chance in the foothills.
No, it will not. Not with Cheyenne and that gang of madmen waiting for us. We will have to hope that our horses can travel the rest of this trail at top speed. Come, Diablo, come on.
Hold over, go now.
Look here, Pike. Maybe you're the captain of this wagon train and all that, but I don't like this riding up into these foothills.
You don't, huh? What don't you like about it, Grizzly?
Well, the regular trail west goes around this range of mountains, and we'll save time by taking it.
That shows how much you know about this country, Grizzly. Going this way will save half a day. And there's a nice big level camping space up ahead with plenty of water for the stock and good grazing.
Well, since when has there been water and grazing up ahead? I used to trap in this country.
Now, look here, I ain't going to argue with you. Get back where you belong.
Oh, Pikey, you're up to no good.
Get back from here, I'll gun you down. In fact, that's what I'm going to do anyway. Great jumping snakes, it's a Cisco kid.
That is just who it is, hombre. Write him down, Diablo.
I'll cut you down, Cisco.
That well, I can drag you from your horse. Ground. Pancho, attend to Senor Grizzly. Now we will see about you. A good solid left and a right handed jump.
They'll keep you quiet for a while.
Stop your horses, senores. Hold the wagon.
You all right, Senor Grizzly?
No, I'm all right. Sure I am. The bullet just nicked me. That dead blasted buzzard carpet.
Listen to me, senores. This hombre Pike was leading you into an ambush. Up ahead, there are banditos and killers.
Bring him up!
No, there'll be no lynching. Two of you tie him securely and throw him in one of those wagons.
The wagons better turn around. Go back, Cisco, no?
No, they are not. Not just yet. As soon as Cheyenne Adams see what has happened, he will attack. Senor Grizzly.
Yes, Cisco.
Take charge of forming these wagons into a circle. Right. A circle of defense. Have somebody drive this stock into the center, or those banditos will run it off. Quickly now.
Well, sure, well, Cisco. I'm glad you're here. I'll be a hunk of salt pork if I ain't.
Hunk of salt pork? Impossible to be a hunk of salt pork if he's not glad Cisco here, too.
Wagons have stopped down there. Wonder what for. Too long a distance to make out what happened, but something happened. Oh, they're drawn up into a circle. Must be they suspected something. So they'd fool old Cheyenne, would they? They wouldn't come up here to be killed. All right, then. We'll get down there after them.
Come on, boys! Get on your horses! We'll attack! Pancho think maybe that Cheyenne hombre changed his mind, Cisco, and not come down here.
Do not think that, Pancho.
No.
He will come.
He will?
Mother Romeo, why do these hombres not move faster? That stock should all be inside the circle of the wagons by now.
Cisco, look. Bandidos right down the hill, no?
Si, a Cheyenne hombre and his gang.
Look to your guns, senores. Here they come. Get those mules and those cows within the circle, quickly.
Pancho crack the bullwhip at them, Cisco. Go on, old cow. Not stand there, think. Get those mules going. Help ya.
They're moving now. Let's go.
See, and so are those banditos. They'll ride around us, Senor Grizzly, shooting as they ride. Come, Pancho. Get behind one of these wagons. Here they come. Take your time, senores. And give them as good as they send. Bueno. That is the way to do it.
Two of the banditos go down, Cisco.
See, but they will keep up the attack as long as there is one of them left. Cheyenne will make them keep fighting. Be careful, senores. Here they come again.
Pancho, Cisco, two of the senores get hit this time.
As long as those banditos keep circling and riding, it will not be too bad, Pancho. Before long, that Cheyenne hombre will realize he has us in a pocket.
What do you mean, Cisco? What do you mean?
I mean we are here in the open. And any time they wish, they can get over behind those big rocks and pick us off one by one.
Wait a minute, boys. Hold that shooting. Fall back!
They're talking it over, Cisco.
See, si, Senor Grizzly, I do not like the looks of it.
Oh, no, me neither. But we could get some of the men and go after them, huh?
We may have to do that, but not just yet. Now, let's see what they do first.
Santo, Cisco!
What now, Pancho?
Look, Cisco, look! A senor up there at the hill.
Jupiter, that's Fred Warren's wife. She must have walked off when we stopped before we took the trail into these foothills.
And the bandidos, they nearer the senora than us, Cisco.
Si.
Well, maybe they won't see her, Cisco. Or if they do, maybe they won't harm her.
You do not know those devils, Senor Grizzly. Cheyenne Adams would capture the senora in a minute and hold her to demand our surrender. Ah, madre mia. Well, there's only one thing for me to do.
Diablo! Logo! What we do, Cisco?
I'm going to bring that senor in if I can.
And Pancho go too, Cisco.
Oh, no, you stay here, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, go, Cisco. Pancho, let Cisco go out there alone.
Wait a minute. You two. It's almost sure death for you to ride out there.
There is no time to lose. Have the senores cover us with that fire as much as they can, Senor Grizzly.
Well, sure will.
Oh, Diablo, come on.
Oh, Logo, go now.
Open up on him again, boy.
Hey, Cisco. The Cheyenne hombre, see the senora.
See, he's riding towards us. Others are riding too.
Go, go! He beat us, Cisco. He beat us.
We cannot let him beat us, amigo. That senora's life is at stake.
Diablo, Logo, Logo.
We are gaining, Pancho, bit by bit.
Not enough.
I have an idea, Pancho. I will try to slow those three hombres down. You get the senora and ride for the wagon.
But Cisco, why don't you help Cisco?
Do as I say, Pancho. Now I will swing off and ride into the hombres. Keep going, Pancho.
How don't you do Pancho's best, Cisco?
Diablo, caracha! Now you are running, Diablo. Now you are running. Into the lead horse now. Come on, into the yucca.
What the? Gun him down, boys. Gun him down.
Not while I can shoot those guns out of their hands. They will not. Now for you, Aubrey. Come down off that horse.
You got away, Cisco.
But now you're out here with me. And I'm going to kill you.
Not with words, Coyote.
I'm heavier than you by 50 pounds, Cisco. I'm going to rip you to pieces like this.
Try again, Ollie.
Yeah. And this time with my knife.
Pancho, give me some water, Cisco. And Pancho, be right back.
Bueno, Pancho.
You turned away, Cisco.
Hey, Ollie, and your knife grazed me.
It's not just scratch, then, Cisco. Next time I come in, I'll think it deep, and I'm coming in now.
We'll see about that, Ollie. Now that I have a grip on your arm.
Yes.
You are strong. But I will break this wrist unless you drop that knife. Drop it. Now we will fight on even terms.
Almost had to that time, Cisco.
Almost is not enough. Coyote. You would have more luck if you punched like this. And this. And this.
You're all right, Cisco.
Five all over now, Cisco.
Say, but Santos, how that hombre could punch.
That's mighty nice work, Cisco. Mighty nice. And our men have got them scoundrels on the run. Shot down 7 of them. And they're chasing the rest of them right back into the hills.
Bueno, Senor Grizzly.
They swear they're going to get every one of them before they leave this place.
That is good. But I do not think there will be any more wagon trains disappearing now that we have this hombre. He was their leader.
That's right. You've done a mighty big service, Cisco, in landing him. You made it safer for all the wagon trains that'll follow to roll out through this country. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you have. Sure as I'm a... Yes, sir. A hunk of salt pork. What do you say to that, Pancho?
Well, Pancho say this, Senor Grizzly. Pancho say Cisco make it a lot safer. Just as sure as Pancho's a hunk of salt pork, no?
Hey, Pancho.
Poor Big Maria. Poor Big Maria.
Now, look, Pancho, you've been saying poor Big Maria over and over again for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, but he's poor Big Maria, Cisco.
What's the trouble, amigo?
Big Maria just lost another job.
She lost another job?
Hey, poor Big Maria.
What kind of a job did she lose this time, Pancho?
She lost a job where she worked in a rich senor's house.
Oh, she worked as a cook and housemaid.
Hey, poor Big Maria.
Well, tell me about it, Chico. How did she happen to lose this job?
She make 2 mistakes, Cisco.
2 mistakes?
See, si, 2 mistakes.
What was the first one?
Senora come into the room where Big Maria sweeping.
See?
Si? And the senora say, Big Maria, you sweep behind that door.
And what did Big Maria say to that?
She say, si, senora, Big Maria sweep everything behind the door. That's the first mistake.
Uh-huh. And what was the second mistake, Pancho?
Senora come into the kitchen that night, and Senora see soup boil over.
She saw the soup boiling over?
Si, Senora say, Big Maria, I thought I'd tell you to notice when the soup boil over.
What did Big Maria say, Pancho?
Big Maria say, Big Maria didn't notice, Senora. The soup boiled over at 6:30.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's gone.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.